is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out here with some quick news, and then we'll get into a story that Toby brought in about copyright law getting, I don't see any reason why it won't be put through, but getting much, much more restrictive. So that'll be appropriate, considering intellectual property has been a topic on the show over the past week or so. But first, from Lynchburg, Virginia, I'm sure a number of our listeners will be pretty pleased with this news. The Reverend Jerry Falwell, who founded the Moral Majority and built the religious right into a political force, died today shortly after being found unconscious in his office at Liberty University.
How old was he?
73.
It's a pretty good life.
What's the average age for men? Like 77 nowadays?
Some number 76? Similar to that.
Something like that. I don't know if they figured out how he bought the farm, but apparently one of his assistants said that they had had breakfast with him and he was fine at breakfast, and then they just happened to go into his office later on in the day and found him unresponsive, and he later died. So one of the biggest religious zealots in the country has passed away, and I find this particularly enjoyable. Normally I'm not gleeful over someone's death. Normally I wouldn't wish death on anyone. But this guy in particular, right? Well, we are all going to die. But this guy in particular is just scum of the earth to me. And this is the same guy who, after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, just demolished the South, Mississippi and Louisiana. This is the guy who turned to those people and he told them that, well, they've no one to blame but themselves. They've lost God, and this was God punishing that area for accepting homosexuality or living in sin or whatever it was that he was admonishing them for.
Apparently, Jerry Falwell was right at the average age of death for a white male in Virginia is 76.04 years.
Well, he was 73.
I'm sorry, 73.0. I can't even read the damn thing. 73.04 years.
Okay. So he's had some health scares in the past, but now he's finally croaked, and I say it's a good thing.
Yeah, I'd really just hope that his following dies out with him.
I don't know about that. I'm sure he's got some people waiting in the wings to take over his organization.
Well, you know, I disagree with everything I've ever heard come out of the guy's mouth, but I can't be gleeful of the guy dying. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't like it.
But the world's a better place now. We don't have to hear his hate mongering.
Look, he got his position because people want to hear it and want to pay to hear it, and yeah. B, other people want to be shocked and horrified by it, so therefore they want to hear it too.
Mm.
He's simply delivering a message that people want to hear. Whether or not they want to believe it, it's up to the individual listener, but we would read his stuff on the air.
Yeah, but
why?
The problem
because
is,
we want to hear it.
He delivered it to people who didn't want to hear. He went to funerals of military members.
No. That was
Fred Phelps.
Oh, that's Fred Phelps.
That's the crazy.
I have a different guy in mind. I'm sorry.
Well, the only real difference between Jerry Falwell and Fred Phelps is that Fred Phelps is just a tiny bit crazier, and Fred Phelps will actually show up and get in the face of the people that he disagrees with, whereas Jerry Falwell will sit back on his wood, have sat back on his 700 Club show or whatever, and then trash talk people.
Maybe he'll be the next to go.
It's a very,
that
very...
That one definitely would make me happy, I can say that.
The difference here is in degrees, really, more so than anything else. And I'm trying to remember what other outrageous things that he has said recently. I know that he blamed Katrina and Rita on homosexuals. What else did he blame on homosexuals recently? There was something else. It was like the military. Wasn't something about the military? Wasn't he saying that was because, isn't that why that, didn't he say that was the reason why the United States is losing in Iraq because of homosexuals
Seems
or something like that? He's just so nuts.
Right. He would say a bunch of shocking stuff. That's for sure. A bunch of things that made no sense logically. And, of course, when you toss God into the mix, you can toss logic out the window. You don't have to have it. When it comes to miracles and God's intervention, you don't have to have logic.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, the other night when we had somebody on the phones, I don't know if it was Saturday or sometime this week, but we had somebody on the phone, and they were talking about how Christians love people. They just made this blanket statement. And there are absolutely Christians out there that love other people.
Sure.
And that even love gay people, even though they might not personally like the idea of gay people, they still will have some caring for them.
Right. Some of them can put the sin of, you know, gayness into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they would be loving towards somebody who had committed some other sin or was living a particular life of some type of sin, they won't be loving towards, some Christians won't be loving towards gay people.
Right.
And like that's the worst sin out there or something.
When I think of Christians who aren't very loving, Jerry Falwell is the first person that comes to mind.
Gotcha.
He also gives all other Christians a bad name, too. Because
exactly.
He's the kind of person that everyone points to as the reason to really not like Christians.
So I think other Christians, actual real Christians, should hope. They should hope for what you suggested, Toby, and that is that his organization is just sort of peter out and disappear, rather than continuing to preach their message of hatred and excluding others. In fact, speaking of Christians that hate other people for being different, there was a John Stossel special, or I guess a 2020 special, that John Stossel did a segment of about, it was about faith and religion in general, but there was a good 10-minute segment about atheists. And I saw the video on YouTube the other day from just a segment of the show. And it followed the life of a little, a 16-year-old girl who had moved with her family into a small town, and it looked like the Midwest. But they'd moved into this small town, and, you know, probably not the greatest idea for this family, because small-town America, not a good place for an out atheist. Because a lot of atheists will keep quiet. They'll stay in the closet, so to speak.
Right.
This family, not so. The family, mom and dad, atheists, daughter, atheist as well. And so she joined the school basketball team, and after the basketball game, she discovered that they said the Lord's Prayer. The team and the opposing team would gather around in a circle in the center of the court, and everyone in the entire place would engage in saying the Lord's Prayer at a school, a government school, sponsored event. Of course, the government school's excuse is, well, you know, if kids want to voluntarily pray, then that's their business.
I have to agree with that, though.
It seemed awfully sanctioned when it, you know, happens right in the middle of the basketball court with everyone else getting involved. Nonetheless, she obviously felt uncomfortable about that as someone who's an atheist and didn't want to participate. And she was suspended from the school. She was
suspended for not saying the prayer?
Well, they found some other BS reasons to suspend her. She said that kids made fun of her at school for being an atheist. She said that even the teachers were talking trash about her behind her back.
Mm.
And it was just a sad story. This poor little girl, she was crying overall.
I'm sure she was.
You know? And so when I think of Christians that hate others, those are the types of people that come to mind. People like Jerry Falwell. People that are constantly preaching a message of hating your neighbor unless they're exactly like you. So, good riddance, Jerry. 800-259-9231. Here's some other short news, but this is bad news. The Opie and Anthony show has been suspended now for 30 days from XM Radio.
Hmm.
Now, we talked about this last week. And apparently they had a homeless guy on the show, allegedly, and this is an XM show, and it's labeled explicit language, so people should know that they're going to encounter something pretty outrageous by listening to this show.
What a surprise.
And sure enough, they did exactly as promised, and they provided an outrageous homeless guy who wanted to rape Condoleezza Rice, or was talking about raping Condoleezza Rice and raping the Queen of England and some other Margaret Thatcher, I don't know, some other politician, bimbo, and it struck a chord, I guess, with a lot of people. People were pretty upset about this,
mm-hmm.
which I don't understand, because it was on a satellite radio service that advertises itself as being outside of FCC restrictions, and advertises itself as being explicit. So why it is that XM has decided to suspend these guys, I don't know. I guess they're just as, you know, oversensitized as the rest of America. But I think it's an embarrassment to their service. And if I were an XM subscriber, I'd consider canceling. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Henderson from Midas Resources. On May 15, 2007, spot gold, 670.20 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 691.76, 347.92 for half ounce, and 173.96 for quarter ounce coins. That's 691.76, 347.92, and 173.96.
There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features for free, including live streams, the broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well. Both of them completely free for you at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, and it's June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who made the move, as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, and hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And I think all three of us are going to be attending Porkfest. Is that correct?
Sounds like a great time. I can't wait to be there.
Excellent. I'm going to be there.
And how long are you going for, Toby?
I'm going for the weekend, the entire weekend. I'm going up Friday evening, and I'm leaving either Sunday night or Monday morning. We're actually taping a special episode of Free Minds TV up there. So
very cool.
If you want to be on the episode, go up to Porkfest and look us up, and you can easily be on it.
Awesome. So that's all going on, and I look forward to seeing you there as well, porkfest.com. We're talking about the Opie and Anthony suspension. Just kind of updating you, this is, breaking news as of this afternoon. Apparently, they had a so-called homeless guy on their XM show, and he started trash-talking and cursing, which is what happens. It's an uncensored satellite show, and I guess they were upset. I guess certain people got upset because he was talking about raping Condoleezza Rice and raping the Queen of England, which, you know, it's a certain brand of humor that appeals to, I'm sure, a very small demographic, but nonetheless, people that are voluntarily choosing to tune into this show absolutely knew what they were getting into.
Right. So, I don't consider that very funny. Perhaps I'd listen to it for a moment just to see how far they'd take it, but I wouldn't tune in on a daily basis to listen to something like that. But I know that some people would.
It really makes me wonder who was complaining about this. Was it the people who actually were listening to it, or is it people who heard about it? And I'm thinking that it probably wasn't people who were actually listening to it, because typically people who listen to Opie and Anthony want exactly that. They want pretty much as vulgar as you can get, so I don't know.
Right, and you know, this is a service, XM, it's a pay service. You have to pay on a monthly basis, like $12 a month or $10 a month, something like that, to get access to their service. And so you know in advance what you're getting. And if you don't like it, there's 100 other channels you can go and listen to. It's just amazing to me. This story is really just all about how oversensitized the bulk of America has become. Everyone in America seems to be looking for something to be offended about.
Right.
And, you know, if you're offended, then all right. That's okay. Now you got something to talk about at work or whatever. I don't know what the deal is with it, because I just don't understand it. If I see something that offends me, then I go somewhere else.
Right. I mean, you know, that's what the whole purpose of this channel is. Wow. Somebody got offended by the most offensive show out there. What a surprise.
That was the sell behind moving them to satellite in the first place.
Right.
Right. They were too offensive for terrestrial radio, because they got in trouble and they got fired by CBS Radio about 5 years ago. And then XM picked them up and said, hey, we're pay service. We can do whatever we want. We'll let them say whatever they want. Come on over here and pay for our service and enjoy this, you know, trashy radio.
So one of the things that a lot of people really like about XM is the fact that they're listening to stuff that's completely uncensored.
Which is why if I were an XM subscriber, and if I were, and this has got to be a tough place for Opie and Anthony fans to be, for instance. Like, you know, if you're an Opie and Anthony fan, you're subscribing to XM, and this is the same company, you're paying on a monthly basis to now suspend the reason why you're subscribing to the service in the first place. So do you cancel your subscription and thereby pull your support from both the show that you like and the company behind it? Or do you just complain and then sit on your thumbs for 30 days while you wait for your show to come back?
Yeah, I don't know what you would do.
That's a tough situation.
I would think that
I would pull my support from XM.
Yeah, I think I would cancel my subscription for a month if there isn't some kind of sign-up fee.
There you go. Yeah. Because
you canceled my show for a month. I'll be canceling my subscription for a month. When you bring Opie and Anthony back, I'll come back.
Right.
This would be a perfect opportunity
that I don't get.
This could be a perfect opportunity for them to start. I don't know if they do, but start podcasting. Maybe sell their podcast. Even this would give an opportunity to break away and give those listeners who don't want to support XM because of this a chance to still support Opie and Anthony.
Well, now here's the strangest thing about the story: CBS Radio syndicates them out on the terrestrial radio stations on a certain number of them now. So they do both an XM show and a radio show as well. And what is very bizarre is XM here is saying they're going to suspend them for 30 days, while CBS is turning around and saying we're going to have them on the air tomorrow morning. So they're going to be on the radio, but not on XM? What is that? What sort of a message does that send? And this is CBS, the same company that just fired Don Imus and just fired another show in New York called JV and, I think it was New York or DC, one or the other, JV and Elvis, or the host there, they were fired for doing a Chinese joke on the air. Because it was, you know, because someone did a Chinese accent and and somebody got offended and complained, and so they fired one of their morning shows from a major market over it. But they're keeping Opie and Anthony on? I mean, it's just a strange situation. And get a load of XM's comment here. Quote, this is from their press release. Comments made by Opie and Anthony on yesterday's broadcast put into question whether they appreciate the seriousness of the matter. So it sounds like they got on the air and maybe joked about how sorry they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of, they're not really sorry, but they're joking about it, and so they're not as serious as the boss might want them to appear. Quote, the management of XM Radio decided to suspend them to make clear that our on-air talent must take seriously the responsibility that creative freedom requires of them, unquote. To take seriously the responsibility that creative freedom requires of them. What kind of wordplay is that? What kind of appeasement is that, exactly?
It doesn't make any sense to me because, you know, there's comedians out there that do jokes that are equally as offensive. They are.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, because they don't have a boss in the same sense, they don't have to deal with the same problem. XM, look, you wanted the most offensive radio show you could get because they have listeners. They are talented in their delivery of this utter garbage that they deliver on a regular basis, and there's people out there willing to pay for it. You wanted this, you got it. To suspend them, I think it's ridiculous.
There you go. If you got thoughts, 800-259-9231. Let's go into the phone calls. You can take control. Let's talk to Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind, sir?
I had a bit of an idea about immigration in business.
Immigration in business?
In business.
Okay,
correct.
What about it?
Now, let's say you are calling one of your users, we'll say.
Okay. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, we'll try calling back. Is that okay?
Yeah, do that. We'll take you back. And then we'll talk immigration with you later. Aaron in Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Aaron.
I just wanted to tell you all a little story that happened around here. Y'all were talking about how things happen in these small town areas.
Yes.
There was an anti-gay, or there was actually a day where gays were supposed to have a day of silence or something. Are y'all going to break?
Yeah, we are. Just was trying to get a taste for what you were going to talk about. So
I'll just wait.
Yep, well, hang on. 800-259-9231. We'll find out what this is all about. Some sort of a gay rally. I'm guessing some hateful Christians got involved. That's my prediction. We'll find out. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar, www.carbidebeat.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, and that includes the updates. You just get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and, of course, meddling bureaucrats. All of these people want your money, home, and your car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets.
You know, this isn't just for rich people. This is for anybody who wants to keep their stuff.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's not priced crazy. I already know. Go check it out.
Great. 800-259-9231. Let's go back to Aaron in Alabama, who had just begun to tell us a story.
It was a day to respect gay people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to have a day of silence because of, all the disrespect that they get. Well, this person was choosing to participate, and this is a very conservative area. And, people found out around the school that he was going to participate, and he got suspended for 3 days, and the excuse was that it was to protect him so that, you know, if he did do this, all the people that were against gays would actually, you know, not be able to beat him up for anything because he wouldn't even be there.
But if they wanted to beat him up, they could beat him up any old time.
Well, exactly. And so the ACLU, you know, is calling for an apology and all this junk. But I just thought that was really, really interesting how, you know, these students that do choose to, you know, go out on a limb, just like the Christians do. You know, the Christians get all these rights. They get the right to, you know, have prayer and whatnot. Well, you know, the gays, you know, who want some rights as well, you know, not they're not trying to, you know, force their views on anybody. He was just going to do a simple silent protest, I guess, mm-hmm. and he gets suspended for that because of, you know, violence and threats and whatnot. But
so was he going to do the protest at school?
Yeah, he was going to stand there, I think. I think he was going to have a sign or something,
They've done these all over the United States. The Gay and Straight Alliance, what they do is they have a day of silence to represent the people who feel silenced the gays who feel silenced and are afraid to come out of the closet because of acts of violence and stuff. So it's supposed to be people who respect gay and lesbian rights to kind of be silent with them for a day.
So you may or may not be gay.
Right. It doesn't matter. I know they did it at my high school and at my college, and they actually wore T-shirts to signify that they were being silent, and they talked to the administration. And up here, the administration said, fine, we'll respect everyone's right who wants to participate. We won't make them participate in class or anything. So
right. It doesn't have to be a big deal.
Right.
Aaron?
Well, that's it for me. Thanks. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Marlon in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Marlon.
Hello, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Toby's here, too. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Toby.
How's it going?
Last night I heard you get on a little bit about deregulation of electric companies.
Yeah, wouldn't that be lovely?
Well, I went through it in Texas, and I have a little firsthand experience on how it happens.
Okay.
What happens is the main company at the time was Houston Lighting and Power, and when deregulation hit, they broke off into subdivisions of companies.
Mm-hmm.
One was CenterPoint Energy, who now handles all the maintenance on the lines, and that's who you call if there's a power outage of some sort. And then you have these other companies that buy up the electricity from CenterPoint because they have all the lines at a wholesale cost, and then sell it to try to get customers and sell it to other consumers.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a monopoly on the lines themselves.
Right. So the transmission companies are basically privatized, whereas the line owners is a monopoly situation.
Correct.
Got it. And
so
how did it work out?
Prices did lower a little bit, but it wasn't like they promoted it was going to be. It didn't lower it as much as they said it was going to be. So disappointing.
I get, it's all based on what the wholesale price is coming from that monopoly line provider.
And there's some logistic difficulties in that. I can understand why the city or the people, thereabouts, don't want to see more than one set of power lines run because, that would
that's
just uglier.
Right.
And although if there were a second set of power lines, things would change dramatically in the cost of energy.
Correct.
You already got lines. What's another two?
I think that this is an issue that will solve itself relatively quickly in the next coming decades, two, 3 decades.
You mean alternative power?
There'll be something out there that will change it. Something that we don't even see at this point will change it. The cost of windmills will go down. The cost of solar panels will go down. The cost of geothermal power will go down. Just the kind of things that you can use to take yourself off the grid.
Right. I'd really like to see those things come down in price to where more average people can afford them. Because right now, you really got to have a good chunk of cash on hand to get into that stuff.
And
if it's something that's something that an average folk person can reach, then the power companies will have to reduce their rates in order to not lose customers. And that'll help drive competition and better service for everybody. But you
and the main and the highest company in the area is the former HLMP, which became Reliant Energy. They were the main company in the beginning, and they're still the highest rate providers out there, they say, because we pretty much own the lines, which they have the division, which is CenterPoint Energy, and we provide better service and that sort of thing. We have the people that fix your lines, and so we got to afford to pay them and that sort of thing. So
there are different transmission providers, but there's only one line. Since the lines are all owned by one company, then they're the company that you call when you need a repair. So have repairs even gotten any better? Because in many cases, repairs are based on who lives in the richest neighborhood as far as if a disaster strikes and a bunch of houses go out.
I think repairs have gotten better. I do think that has happened.
So they
normally give you time when you call. Once you call, they'll say, between 2 to 4 hours, you should expect power on.
Right. So even a few steps in the right direction have made a difference.
Correct.
Very good. Thank you, Marlon. We appreciate the information. 800.
As far as I'm concerned, any competition centered in the marketplace is good.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Competition, copyrights. Let's go into that story, because apparently things are poised to get much, much worse. We've talked about intellectual property off and on over the past week or so on the show, and now at the federal level, there's Homeland Security and others are pushing for more intrusive, more draconian copyright law. Am I understanding that right, Toby?
Not only more draconian law over everything, but also the title of this is Attempted Copyright Infringement. This is from CNET. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is pressing the U.S. Congress to enact sweeping intellectual property bill that would increase criminal penalties for copyright infringement, including attempts to commit piracy.
Mm.
To meet the global challenges of IP crime, our criminal laws must be kept updated, Gonzalez said during the speech before the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington on Monday. Now, there's quite a few things that I just wanted to point out here that I'll do and then talk about them a little.
Okay.
The first one is criminalize attempting to infringe a copyright.
That's enough to freak me out. Like,
no, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Anything, if you're trying to get something that doesn't belong to you, such as downloading a song, you just try to do it and you don't do it, well, now you can spend 1 to 10 years in prison for that.
But, okay, that's a conspiracy charge, then, isn't it?
It's crazy. What if I was thinking about doing it and then at the last moment I decide I didn't want to?
It's too bad.
It's too bad. I mean, here's the quote from Gonzalez. It is a general tenet that our criminal law that those who attempt to commit a crime do not complete it are just as morally culpable as those who succeed in doing so.
We'll get back into this. So if you go to a torrent site and search for your favorite TV show, I guess that would qualify as an attempt to commit piracy. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about this and this awful idea called thought crime coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show, considering we give you all the features on the website for free, which is in stark contrast to so many other radio show sites that want to charge you. We do ask that you voluntarily support us by becoming an amplifier, as have done over 380 of our listeners at amp.freetalklive.com. They've decided that they like Free Talk Live so much, they're going to send us $3 a month. And it's easy. We do it to any major credit card or PayPal and some alternative options as well. But the idea is you send in that money and we turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting, and to name AMP Free Talk Live. And that means that more radio stations will pick up the show. We just got an agreement from a new station yesterday, as a matter of fact. We'll be announcing them, I think, next weekend. And all of these things are happening because of AMP. I mean, seriously, we're getting over over $2,700 in a month now.
Yep.
From the AMP program.
Believe me, AMP helps us get on more stations, helps spread the word of liberty to people that have never heard it.
Yep.
If you don't believe that it spreads the ideas and concepts of liberty and freedom to people who have never heard it, listen to the Saturday show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. There's people on every week that have never heard anything like this before. They're baffled by what they hear.
They don't know what to do.
And
don't know what to think.
You know, the $3 a month that you contribute really does go a long way.
That's how I found it.
That's right. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about that program. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue to discuss new regulations, new laws that are being proposed at the federal level in regards to copyright so-called infringement. And, of course, this ties into the discussion of intellectual property we've been having on the show. And you had just started to go into the laundry list of different things that this proposed legislation that is being pushed by not only whatever the bill sponsors are, whatever reps are the sponsors, but also Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General, the Bush administration in general, all pushing for this in order to give more power to the recording industry and other big copyright holders like that. So one of the first provisions is that attempted copyright infringement will become a crime.
Yeah.
Where if you think about and attempt to download a song or download a movie or a music or whatever off the internet and somehow somebody finds out about it, you could be put into jail for, what was it, up to 10 years?
Yeah, currently federal law punishes not-for-profit copyright infringement, such as downloading a picture you like, a CD, and not making any money off it, with 1 to 10 years in prison.
That's ridiculous.
What this new legislation does is just takes out the actual crime and says, if it's an attempt, you're going to do it. So that's scary enough in itself, but this bill doesn't stop here. The next thing on here is it creates a new crime of life imprisonment for using pirated software. Now, this is the example that they give in here is, say, you work at a hospital and you have a pirated version of Windows, and so a trauma patient comes in and something happens to them, like they get injured or they're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But the Windows software was on the desktop in there. Someone could go to jail for life for that.
I'm sorry. So wait. Is this only for people in hospitals, or it's anybody with pirated software could do life in prison?
The law would say anyone using counterfeit products who recklessly causes or attempts to cause death can be imprisoned for life. And this, the example that they gave was the hospital version.
So if you are, if you go out and attempt to cause death, like hurt somebody
or harm
somebody, and they look at your computer and they find out you've got a pirated copy of Windows, you'll have extra extra charges.
It hardly seems like these two things are related. But
no,
okay.
Really. Yeah. What's the? How did they make that connection?
I have absolutely no idea.
Somebody must have made the accusation somewhere.
Okay.
Permit more wiretaps for privacy violations. So basically, if they suspect that you are, right now they're supposed to get a warrant and find you if they think that you actually have downloaded it. But now if they think that you're attempting to, or you might be thinking about it, they can get a wiretap for it. It will allow computers to be seized more readily, specifically property such as PCs intended to be used in any manner to commit a copyright crime would be subject to forfeiture, including civil assets for
PCs that were intended to be used to commit copyright crime.
It means I go down to the store and buy myself a laptop and they think that I'm bringing it home to download a song with, they could technically take
it. They're a criminal.
Yeah.
It seems like they're going on a limb with that one.
It seems like they're going to live with a lot of this stuff. Increase penalties for violating the Digital Millennium Copyright Act's anti-circumvention regulations. Currently, criminal violations are currently punished by 1 to 10 years in jails and fines up to $1 million. The IPA would add forfeiture penalties to this as well, so ones that were previously used in drug cases, such as a cocaine bust or something where they seize the house. Well, now they want to do that for copyright infringements as well.
So you're telling me that, see if I understand this right, you're telling me that if they catch somebody for downloading something, or maybe even thinking about downloading something, that they can take their car, they can take their home, they can take things?
It's a possibility.
Wow.
Add penalties for intended copyright crimes. Currently, certain copyright crimes require someone to commit the distribution, including by electronic means, during any 180-day period at least 10 times, valued at over $2,500. The IPPA would insert new prohibition actions that were intended to consist of distribution. So that means if you're running a little shindig thing and you try and, normally, they say if you're selling DVDs out of your home that are copyrighted or something, you have to sell at least 10 every 130 days and $2,500 worth of property. Now, if you sell one to your friend for a dollar, they can get you for
$1 million.
Federal crime, $1 million.
God.
Does this seem a little excessive to you, Mark?
It absolutely does.
Require Homeland Security to alert the Recording Industry Association of America. This would happen when compact discs with unauthorized fixations of the sounds and images of live musical performance are attempted to be imported into the United States.
Now, so you can't import bootlegs? Yeah, you can't import foreign concerts?
I find it hilarious that Homeland Security is on this, protecting us from the...
Yeah, this is Homeland Security.
Other countries.
Yeah.
This is what Homeland Security is doing for us.
Right, they're essentially just... They're doing whatever it is the RIAA wants them to do. The Recording Industry Association of America. They want a crackdown on music piracy.
They're going to kill themselves.
Well, because their business format is getting a little antiquated. Yeah. And they want to do everything they can to extend their power, to extend their influence as long as they possibly can. And they're willing to use the guns of government to do it. That's what this is all about.
But don't worry. It's all for the good of the American worker.
Is that right?
Any plan to stop IP theft will benefit the economy and the American worker, said Representative Lamar Smith of Texas.
I'm pretty sure the American workers are a good percentage of the people engaging in piracy, downloading music, that sort of thing, are American workers.
Yeah, they're
pretty
probably
sure
working
about that.
And well, at least they will be at some point.
I doubt that throwing them in a jail cell for 1 to 10 years as a result of thinking about going to download a song or downloading an actual song is going to help the American economy. I doubt that.
I applaud the Attorney General for recognizing the need to protect intellectual property.
This is what happens. You know, when you want the government to protect your ideas, this is the road it goes down. It goes down ever more draconian penalties, ever more just insanity.
See,
that's what we're getting from them.
Right now, we've seen a lot of the RIAA going after people with civil penalties, trying to sue them for scare them into settling for $3,000
right.
out of court. But what this really does is gets criminal penalties involved and puts the fear in people that they could spend a year to 10 years in jail
mm-hmm. yeah.
when they didn't make a penny off of the song that they downloaded.
It seems crazy to me. It seems like a civil issue, not a criminal issue.
But it doesn't it seem like something that's going to just sail right through Congress? I find that I don't think this is going to have very much opposition.
You know, I was looking at some of the other blogs about this, and what a lot of them were saying is the sponsors of this are Republicans, but typically Democrats are backed by Hollywood and the Hollywood types.
They're behind this.
Which puts them behind this as well. So
mm-hmm.
it's coming on. It's not. It's a not. A
It'll
bipartisan
be a bipartisan effort.
Exactly, which is very scary
to crush people's freedom to transfer ideas between the two of them to share music,
to ruin lives and waste money and
yeah.
and time. I mean,
right? Because how many bureaucrats are going to be put on the job? How many Department of Homeland Security bureaucrats are going to be put on the job of enforcing these new laws? What sort of a, you know, crack team of experts will be put together to investigate these sorts of things, to tap people's phones to find out if they're downloading music?
I think mostly
hack into people's computers.
You're talking about up to this point has been RIAA hired investigators.
Right, but now the Department of Homeland Security is going to be behind this.
It's not even going to help anything. I mean, the people are still going to be out there downloading music, but a few people's lives will be completely ruined.
That's true, and then they'll hold them up to make an example out of them, so they'll give them... What they'll do is, when they bust the first person for this, they'll probably give them the 10-year sentence to really show America. We're showing America we're serious, because that's the kind of crap that they do. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
So you take...